Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
WLIB and WBLS HD2, New York.
Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When I come on the radio, I'm always excited. It's like you put me in front of a microphone, no matter how I feel, I'm instantly, like, active. It's an honor and a privilege to be here, by the way. Now, in case you're a new listener, you were just cruising through the dial and you happened upon this program, we manufacture nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs. But we're a cut above. We're based on science, and we have a long history of being a very legitimate, ethical company. We're used by many clinics, hospitals, pharmacies, chains, but we have our own stores. They're called Invite Health. And in those stores, there are people like me. I'm a pharmacist nutritionist with a background in biochemistry. In the stores, we have naturopathic physicians, about 8 of them at this point. We have registered dietitians, very, very important to have them on board. They know so much about food. We have certified clinical nutritionists, certified nutritional specialists. Amanda Williams, my protege who runs our Boca Raton Invite Health location, she's actually a medical doctor, biologist, nutritionist, but she functions as a nutritionist with Invite. So those are the kind of people that you can work with when you come to Invite. We take the mystery out of buying a supplement. There's no nonsense here. There's no hype. These are well-educated people with good reputations. And they're there to help guide you what's correct for the person you're buying the supplements for. So we have a lot of stores. They're called Invite Health. We have a lot of people like me, about 18 of us at this point, 18 or 20 in the scientific department. And, of course, we have the radio. Now, all of our supplements and all of our ingredients are registered with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. The esoteric ingredients we purchased that have been used in human clinical trials, we want to make sure they're well-absorbed, they're safe, and they have benefits. So we do a good job. We do a good job. And, of course, we do the radio. I'm about to discuss two supplements. One of them rejuvenates an aging brain. The other one rejuvenates an aging body. So for the aging brain, it's resveratrol. Resveratrol is found a little bit in peanuts. But, you know, you have to be careful with peanuts. They can go rancid easily and have a very nasty mold in them, which creates a toxic chemical called aflatoxin. So I don't recommend you get your resveratrol from peanuts. But there, resveratrol is found a little bit in the skin of red grapes. It's found a little bit in mulberries. And when you have higher doses than what's found in nature, it has a really strong benefit for the aging brain. It really shields the aging brain. For instance, the University of Reading in England did a study on young people in their 20s, and they found that when they gave them resveratrol, it improved circulation to their brain, and their brain was more efficient at using energy. They needed less brain to solve more math problems, etc. And that's pretty amazing, because people in their 20s are at the height of their brain health and their physical health. And then the Max Planck Institute and Schering University Medical Center over in Berlin, Germany. There's a Max Planck Institute down in Florida, by the way, also. The Max Planck Institute in Berlin, he was a famous theoretical physicist. In any event, they did a study. They have this Center for Translational Medicine and the Aging Brain and Alzheimer's Disease Research. And when they gave healthy
elderly people 200 milligrams of resveratrol every day. It did a bunch of good things for them. It improved circulation to their brain. It was reconnecting the dots in their brain, like different parts of the brain drift apart over time. I'll discuss that as we evolve. And their brain was doing better. It was sharper. It was working faster. And they were doing better on tests and in stressful situations, timed trials, etc. They also saw that there was a trend for improved insulin utility, improving their blood sugar, because insulin tends to lose its effectiveness as you grow older into your 70s and 80s. The resveratrol restores it. But then there was a series of studies, some of them on diabetics, others on people with Alzheimer's. If it can help their brain, it can certainly help my brain. So every evening with dinner, I take three of my resveratrol. I want to make sure. They've shown in healthy older people, two of these capsules are plenty. I take three just to make sure. Because there's diabetes and there's heart attacks in my family, and I'd rather not have either. And resveratrol is part of my plan to help prevent diabetes and to help prevent heart disease and heart attacks. There's no Alzheimer's in my family. The Hickeys do well with their brains well into very old age, if they survive that long, if they get past the time when you can have a heart attack. So in any event, here's two studies on diabetics. And they found that when they gave them resveratrol, it improved circulation in their major artery. It's University of Newcastle did one of the studies. Toho University Medical Center in Japan did another. And there's others also. And they found that when they gave diabetics resveratrol, the first study from Japan showed that it improved circulation in their legs, like their ankles. In other words, the blood vessels were working better. And diabetics, diabetes is notorious for causing damage to your arteries and your veins. And you wind up with clogged arteries and poorly functioning veins. So you wind up with poor circulation to the legs. That's one reason why diabetics develop neuropathy, nerve pain, and nerve damage. And that's another reason why they develop amputations. So in one study, they gave resveratrol to diabetics, and it restored circulation to their legs. The blood vessels were becoming more elastic and resilient, and they were opening, and the blood flow improved. The heart didn't have to push the blood through. So that also helps restore normal blood pressure. Takes a lot of stress off the heart that way. In the second study, they looked at the abdominal aortic artery. The abdominal aortic artery is that big trunk of an artery that comes out of your heart, and it supplies oxygen-rich blood to the entire body. It breaks off into different arteries, and it supplies blood to the brain and to the legs and to the liver and the pancreas and everywhere. And in diabetics, that artery gets clogged and it gets stiffened, and they tend to develop abdominal aortic aneurysms. It bubbles out. And the aneurysms can burst. It's actually called delamination. The aneurysms can burst, and the blood leaves their arteries, and they die. It's something that's very hard to survive. Most people don't make it out of the ambulance, never mind out of the emergency room. So when they gave diabetics resveratrol, it was restoring the health to the abdominal aortic artery. Then a third study in diabetics showed that resveratrol improved circulation to their entire brain, to the arteries in their neck. They're called the carotid arteries, these big arteries in the neck, and to the arteries that they branch off to that go right up the middle of the brain. It was improving circulation to their brain. Diabetes is notorious for causing Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia and all forms of dementia, because the arteries in the neck get clogged and the brain isn't getting enough circulation. So in that study, blood flow was restored to the brain. And when you restore blood to the brain, what happens? Well, the organs are now getting enough oxygen and vitamins and calories and energy. And they start to heal and they start to regrow again, literally. They start to recover their original healthy size. So they're generating more tissue. They're generating more healthy tissue. And they start to connect with each other again. They start to reach out with their nerve networks. It's called neurovascular coupling. They start to reach out to each other and reconnect. And their cells start to work in coordination again. And all of a sudden, your memory's improving. Because diabetes is notorious for causing not just Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia, but also strokes. So if resveratrol can help circulation in diabetics, I know it can help circulation to the brain and to the heart and to the legs in me. I don't have diabetes, and I exercise, and I eat a lot of vegetables, and I lead a pretty clean life. Yes, I have a little alcohol now and then when I see my friends on a weekend. So maybe weekly, I might have one gin and tonic, or maybe one scotch and soda, and maybe two beers the entire week. That's it. So I would call that pretty clean living. Now let's talk about people with Alzheimer's disease. There's a whole bunch of studies of people with Alzheimer's disease, and I'm going to parcel these all together, otherwise it's not going to make sense to you. They're from Georgetown University, the University of California, San Diego, Wake Forest University down in North Carolina, Yale University. They're from the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic. They're from UCLA, and they're from NYU, and they're from Columbia University and Cornell University, and they're from Mount Sinai and Albert Einstein. They're from all of these excellent, Baylor College of Medicine in Texas. They're from all of these excellent academic research institutions. The Younger Center for Neuroscience Research, the Parkinson Center of Oregon, their Department of Neurology, their Health and Sciences University, all of these different places did this research on people with Alzheimer's disease. And here's what they found. First of all, let's discuss some of the issues with Alzheimer's disease. Obviously, we don't know all the issues. In Alzheimer's disease, the brain becomes inflamed. And this damages the barrier at the base of the spine that's supposed to shield the brain. It's supposed to protect the brain like a protective moat. The barrier gets damaged and inflamed. It becomes porous. And immune cells from the body start to drift into the brain, and they're inflaming and damaging the brain, much like in multiple sclerosis. And as the immune cells from the body, the neutrophils, the lymphocytes, start to drift into the brain, they start damaging the brain, and the brain swells. And it can't make cerebral spinal fluid anymore. If you can't make cerebral spinal fluid, you can't shield and nourish the brain. You can't float the brain and prevent gravity from damaging it, so it kind of crunches against the skull and the spine a little bit. But also, you can't detoxify the brain, because it's the cerebral spinal fluid at night that detoxifies your brain when you go into deep sleep. And then you start to build up plaque, and the plaque is on the outside of the cells, and it causes the tissue inside the cell to spool into damaged bundles. They're called tauopathies. The nerve tissue gets damaged, and there you have full-blown Alzheimer's disease. So in these studies, they gave people with Alzheimer's resveratrol. The first thing it was doing was repairing the blood-brain barrier. Inflammation dramatically dropped in the blood-brain barrier, and the blood-brain barrier was then capable of blocking the body's immune system from migrating into the brain. When the immune system from the body could no longer get into the brain, swelling and inflammation of the brain went down, and the five different horns, the five different regions of the brain that make cerebral spinal fluid came back online and started producing cerebral spinal fluid again. When they came back online, the cerebral spinal fluid was able to help nourish the brain of these people with a sick brain, and at night, it was able to detoxify their brain. We'll talk about that after we come back from the break. Goose, how long to the break? Okay. At night, when they went to sleep, the cerebral spinal fluid was able to wash through the brain, and it dragged along the brain cells called microglia that break down and digest the plaque and remove the plaque, and the scientists saw the plaque removing through the spinal tissue. And what happened? Their brain was no longer inflamed, swelling went down, and they were detoxifying the brain and breaking down the plaque again. Their memory improved. Their memory was coming back. They were functioning better, like remembering to brush their teeth and doing better in feeding themselves and being a little more independent. I mean, these are breakthrough important studies. So our resveratrol is on special today. We're going to a break. I'll tell you a little bit about the quality of it when we come back. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. 8989.
Okay, so I take 3 resveratrol every evening for a number of reasons, but I know it helps protect my brain. It also lowers the risk of diabetes. It also helps energize your thyroid gland. You have a healthier thyroid gland. It also is a very tiny molecule that gets into your adrenal glands, your stress glands, and protects them. It's protective for your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas. It's a great supplement. Now, obviously, a great deal of the research on resveratrol has to do with the brain. It rejuvenates an aging brain, even in people with a little bit of a disease of the brain. Resveratrol works better when it's in conjunction with grapeseed and quercetin. These are 2 ingredients commonly found in the same plants as resveratrol. And when they bundle the different things together from these plants, they find that the grapeseed and the quercetin amplify the benefits of resveratrol. But also resveratrol is damaged by light and oxygen. So we worked with Pfizer. We worked with Capsugel in Greenville, South Carolina. And the technology they showed us, we get the green stuff out of plants like string beans. It's called chlorophyll. And we stabilize it into chlorophyllin. And we impregnate that in the capsule. And this shields the resveratrol from light, because resveratrol is deactivated by light. And then the resveratrol itself, a liquid, is made in an oxygen-free environment. It's made by robotic arms. There's no people in there. It's robotic arms. So it's not exposed to oxygen. And that same capsule, it's a vegetable capsule, has a very thick weave that keeps the oxygen out later on. So our resveratrol is fully active. We checked the technology up at Cornell. They said this is fantastic technology. It makes the ingredient extremely bioavailable. So our resveratrol is on special. You could take it anytime you want, really. I just like to take it at night because if it's helping detoxify the brain, most detoxification of the brain where you break down and remove that day's accrual of plaque occurs when you go to deep sleep. It's called delta wave sleep. So I said, hey, maybe it makes sense to take the resveratrol with dinner, and then later on at night, it might improve my ability to break down the plaque a little bit better. That's all. Now, like resveratrol rejuvenates your brain, green tea rejuvenates your body. And the amount of green tea we have in our supplements is extremely safe. Extremely safe. We have a capsule that I take. I take the capsule in the afternoon for about 3 or 4 reasons. One, green tea makes you feel full. So if I take the capsule at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm not going to have one of those health bars. I don't need that extra 200 calories. I have a desk job. So I take the green tea in the afternoon because it naturally makes you feel full and it helps burn a little bit of your calories. But I also take it in the middle of the afternoon because it helps lower the risk of prostate cancer. And there's really dangerous prostate cancer in my family. Now, I know because my brother has prostate cancer that my risk of prostate cancer is about 19% higher than the general population. What I don't know is how dangerous that prostate cancer will be. Because he has dangerous prostate cancer, does that mean I too can develop dangerous prostate cancer? So to help protect myself, I do the green tea capsule in the afternoon. It makes me feel full. It burns a little fat, burns a couple of hundred calories every day, and it's going to strongly shield my prostate. And I like that. It also has a very mild ability to shield a woman's breasts. The capsule of the green tea is about 3 cups of green tea, 3.5 cups of green tea. There are companies that advertise on the radio and on TV. They tell you that their droppers, every dropper is 5 cups of green tea. They're liars. They're unethical. They're frauds. You cannot fit that much green tea polyphenol into a dropper. It's impossible. You can't even fit it into a capsule. It's impossible. So our capsule is equal to about 3, 3.5 cups of green tea polyphenols. That's plenty. That's all you need. And I take that about 3 o'clock every afternoon. Now, my wife gets the green tea drops. They're organic, they're kosher, they're caffeine-free. They're not from China. Most of the green tea coming into America is from China. That doesn't mean it's all bad, but some of it is not good. The green tea we have is organic. It's non-GMO. Everything we make is non-GMO. Everything we make, the capsules, the tablets, the powders, the lozenges, everything is non-GMO. Every ingredient is non-GMO. And the green tea, every dropper, 29 drops, 28, 29 drops, represents an American-sized cup of green tea. And there's 60 squirts in there. So a squirt is an American-sized cup of green tea. There's 60 squirts in this little glass bottle. It's environmentally friendly. And it helps improve the effects of exercise. There's been about 10 studies now that supping green tea keeps elderly people alive. It helps them reach their 80s, 90s, and higher. I'm not kidding. There really are those studies, like the Icaria Blue study. But there's also a lot of studies that green tea prevents frailty. When you hit your mid-70s, you've basically lost about 60% of your muscle, and you've lost a lot of bone. And perhaps you might be starting to shrink. You're becoming inactive and fatigued. That's frailty syndrome. It's obviously more common in your 80s and 90s. There's a series of studies from all over the world that supping green tea helps prevent frailty syndrome. So here's the Journal of Nutrition and Health and Aging. I love this study. It's from Japan. It's 2,200 grandmas related to students who are studying to be dietitians. Okay, it's 2,200 grandmas, 65 years of age or older, all related somehow to students studying to become dietitians. It's a cool study. They wanted to see what prevents frailty. What prevents frailty? They found that if you ate vegetables, it helped prevent frailty. If you ate a lot of antioxidant vegetables and fruits, it helped prevent you from becoming frail. But so did green tea. Green tea cut the risk of becoming frail by 33%, a third. Now, here might be a reason why. There's about 20 studies now that show that if you do green tea before exercise, you get more out of the exercise. The exercise is more valuable. Green tea reestablishes pathways for healing muscle. As you grow older, the pathways, the MAP kinase pathway that heals muscle gets blocked. So, for instance, a 25-year-old breaks their arm and a 65-year-old breaks their arm. When a 25-year-old gets the cast off, they get their muscle back. No problem. But when a 65-year-old gets their cast off, they don't get the muscle and strength back. That's because that MAP kinase pathway is blocked. Green tea reestablishes the muscle-forming, muscle-healing pathway. So a number of studies now show at any age group, if you do green tea with exercise, it helps correct your blood sugar better. It helps improve the energy you have during the exercise because you're getting energy from fat instead of the small amount of glycogen stored in your muscles. Glycogen is a storage form of sugar in your muscles. There's only about 2,000 calories. But there's a lot of calories in the fat on your belly. When you do green tea, it trips a physiological switch that your body starts to act like an elite athlete. And instead of burning the little bit of sugar stored in your muscles, which will get used up very quickly, you're burning fat for energy. So they find out if you do green tea before exercise, in older people, it opens up the muscle-forming, muscle-healing pathways. And in any age group, instead of burning your muscle, you're burning fat for energy, and it improves your endurance by about 27%. But they're finding in older people, you get better control of your blood sugar, you burn more fat, you build more muscle, and you build thicker, stronger bone if you do green tea before the exercise. So here's one of those studies. It's from Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. It's in the journal Osteoporosis International. It's 171 postmenopausal women over a six-month period. They were given Tai Chi or Tai Chi with green tea. And here's what they found. Tai Chi three times a week built muscle, stamina, endurance, strength, and bone health, and burnt fat. But if they added the green tea, and there was no caffeine in the green tea, it's a green tea just like ours that's caffeine-free. If they added the green tea to the exercise, it increased their muscle strength better than the exercise alone. It improved their bone health, their bone thickness, and their bone strength better than the exercise alone. It burnt more belly fat and improved their blood sugar better than exercise only. And there's about 20 human clinical trials showing this at this point. That's why I'm saying green tea helps restore health to the human body, where the resveratrol is restoring health to the human brain. So this is the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It's four different academic research institutions in Australia. Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital, Royal Perth Hospital, their medical school and pharmacy school, Curtin University, Flinders University, Edith Cowan University. They're all very popular academic research institutions. They looked at a large group of older people and followed them for 10 years. People who had about 3 cups of tea a day or more, a 30% decrease in any kind of osteoporotic fracture, any kind. So that's general. A 30% drop across the board of osteoporotic fracture. But let's break it down now to different fractures. So drinking 3 cups of green tea or more per day cut down on bone-thinning fractures by 30%. The bones were stronger. Maybe not thicker. They were stronger, more fracture-resistant, because here's what they said. Women with the highest intake of green tea cut their risk of a fracture by 35%. Cut their risk of a major osteoporotic fracture, you know, like the wrist, the ankle, the spine, the hip, by 34%. Cut their risk of hip fracture by 42%. 42%. So here's a review of 16 human clinical trials, 139,000 people in the journal Nutrition Research. Drinking green tea made bones stronger, with a 23% reduction in fracture risk, the journal Nutrition Research. That's why I'm saying green tea restores health to the body, helps prevent fractures, helps put muscle back on you, helps correct your blood sugar, helps burn fat. It makes your body younger. It makes your body younger. Now, here's the last one I'm going to read you. This is another analysis, 17 human clinical trials, 17 human clinical trials. It's in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. If you drink green tea, it helps improve your blood sugar management. Okay, this is an analysis of 17 randomized placebo-controlled human clinical trials. State-of-the-art studies. Fasting blood sugars significantly lowered. HbA1c, that's a three-month panoramic view of your blood sugar, significantly improved. Fasting insulin levels, better. It's real. The effects of green tea on the human body are real. And the amount of green tea we recommend is absolutely 1,000,000% safe. So if you're doing the tincture, I would do 2 squirts in a little water twice a day. It's organic, it's kosher, it's caffeine-free, it's non-GMO, there's no fluoride contamination. And if you're doing a capsule just one a day, do it in between meals. It's better in between meals. Okay, we're going to be going to a break now. When we come back, I'm going to be introducing a brand new product. I made it for me. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Vitale.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.
Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey. So far on special is our really high quality, very active, very stable resveratrol, which helps rejuvenate the aging brain, and our organic, kosher, caffeine-free green tea drops and our super potent green tea capsule that help rejuvenate your body. We went into that in the first two segments of the program. The next product I literally made for me. I designed it for me. My wife eats beets. My wife in the University of Vermont, undergrad, she has a master's. My wife in the University of Vermont studied German literature and Russian literature. She speaks fluent Russian. She speaks fluent German. She's American. She was born in Vermont. And for years, she lived in Salzburg, Austria, where she taught English in college. And she got into the habit, because she used to go to St. Petersburg all the time, she got into the habit of eating beets. My wife loves beets. I can't stand beets. I don't like them. But I know they're about the healthiest food you can ever consume. Beets and mushrooms, unbelievably healthy. And sour cherries, unbelievably healthy. So I came out with a beets powder that tastes delicious that I can use because I know it's going to really protect my heart. I've known for about 7, 8 years now, maybe 10 years, that beets are unbelievably powerful for protecting your heart. They're very strong. But I don't want to eat them. I'm not eating them. The beets have these yellowish, brownish, reddish ingredients in them that you don't find in many other plants. They're these reddish, yellowish, water-soluble pigments known as betalains. But they also have trimethylglycine and fiber. And it's unbelievable for your heart, your circulatory system, and your physical performance. So I took... Now, this is not juice. This is much higher quality than juice, okay? A lot of companies have beet juice in a powder. They took beet juice, which is already watered down, and they dry it, and they make a powder, and they're selling you beet juice. I mean, what's the point of that? This is beetroot powder and fermented organic beetroot powder, which is unbelievably powerful. It's like a circulation superfood, a heart superfood, along with tart cherry skin powder. It's cherry pure. So let's start talking about the cherry. When you mix the cherry with the beets, it's delicious. I can eat it. Normally, I would not go near this stuff. I'm not kidding you. But when you mix them together, they taste fantastic. So... the tart cherry has these purplish-red anthocyanin pigments. Now, that's interesting. I gave you two different families that do not coexist in plants. So tart cherry has anthocyanins, where the beets have betalains. Both of these are incredible for your heart and your circulation, but also for physical performance if you're playing tennis or you're swimming or you're running or you're lifting weights. It's unbelievable for physical performance and recovery. So the Cherry Pure is the Montmorency Tart Cherry. It was used recently in two studies at Texas A&M. Two sports nutrition studies, clinical trials. And they showed that people given a Cherry Pure, their recovery from intense exercise, lifting weights and running, they recovered much faster. So I put the cherry in there. Cherry, by the way, also, besides improving heart health, circulation, and endurance when you're exercising or you want to win that tennis game, this stuff will help you. It really will. There's 40 different American universities right now using beets to improve performance in their teams. They're giving these kids beet powder that they mix into a drink. There's 40 different American universities using beet powder to improve the physical performance of their football team, their lacrosse team, their swimming team, their gymnastics team, whatever competition it might be. Besides improving circulation, protecting the heart, and improving physical performance, the cherry also supports getting rid of uric acid. Your uric acid goes up when you eat a lot of sugar or if you have a big belly or you drink a lot of alcohol. And some people, they get gout. That's usually treated. But here's the problem. Even normal levels of uric acid in people with diabetes or high blood pressure leads to a stroke or heart attack. So uric acid levels normal might be between 5 and 7. It depends on the lab. Let's say 5 to 7. If your uric acid is over 6 and you have a big belly and high blood pressure and high blood sugar, it's going to trigger a stroke or a heart attack because it strongly inflames your heart. So the tart cherry very strongly lowers your uric acid. So that's an additional bonus. Now, what about the beets? The beets have trimethylglycine. Trimethylglycine reduces homocysteine. It's also called betaine. Trimethylglycine lowers homocysteine. People who cannot make trimethylglycine in their body, you're supposed to make it in your body. People who can't make it, their homocysteine goes up. It's an intermediary in protein metabolism. When their homocysteine goes up, the homocysteine can damage the brain, the eyes, your hip bone, and contribute to a hip fracture, but it also causes hardening of the arteries in your heart and can trigger a stroke or heart attack. So there are certain segments of the American public that cannot make trimethylglycine naturally in their body out of a vitamin called choline. And when they can't make the trimethylglycine, their homocysteine goes up and it damages their heart. And it leads to strokes and heart attack and even hip fractures, eye disease, brain disease, depression. When you get the beets, you get trimethylglycine already formed, and this way you're safer. But you also get the betalains. Betalains are very exotic antioxidants. They're not in many foods. They're these reddish-brownish pigments that incredibly powerfully protect your heart and your arteries. Incredibly powerfully protect your heart and your arteries to help prevent clogged arteries. Heart disease. Heart disease kills 16 million people worldwide each year. And when it occurs inside the heart, it's called coronary heart disease. About 1 million Americans each year go out from that. About 1 million Americans. Minimum of 650,000. The reddish brownish pigment, you better believe I'm taking this. I'm going to take a scoop of this every day in some water or seltzer. You can mix it with yogurt. You can add it to your cereal, but I don't think that's going to go. I would mix it with yogurt or water or seltzer. Tastes fine. It's actually delicious. But you won't care because I don't think you could get stronger protection for your blood vessel walls. But the other thing is, it's strongly improves your ability to perform. The betalains prevent clogging of the arteries. They're natural, powerful antioxidants that prevent cholesterol from sticking onto the artery walls. The trimethylglycine lowers the homocysteine level that leads to plaque formation, that leads to strokes and heart attacks and hip fractures. But the other thing is, there's natural nitrates in there, and that's the trick. Natural nitrates are not found in a lot of foods. And when you get enough natural nitrates, the natural nitrates found in vegetables, they open up your blood vessels. And what happens? You play tennis a lot better. You're running at that net a lot easier, a lot less sweat, a lot better focus and concentration. Because they open up your blood vessels. The nitrates create nitric oxide. That pushes open your blood vessels. So when you're running, your lungs are getting enough blood. Your heart's getting enough blood. Your legs and your arms are getting enough blood. Your muscles are getting enough blood. And you can really whack that tennis ball. You can really whack that golf ball. You can really run further, jump higher. Not kidding you. Not like Superman. You cannot run a speeding locomotive. But you can perform better. How many studies show this? Scores of studies. I have already a folder. Let me read you some of these. Beating eye disease. How beets help prevent eye disease because they improve circulation to the eyes and they work as antioxidants in the eyes. Nitrates may increase brain blood flow. So it's another way to improve blood flow as you grow older. Anti-aging effects on the brain noted in post-exercise study with beets. So not only, it was Wake Forest University, that's down in North Carolina. Not only did, these are older athletes, by the way, older athletes, like, you know, they're in these 55 plus areas. Not only did it improve their circulation and they did better playing tennis or kayaking, etc., but their brain was doing better. Listen to this. Faster sprints and better decisions. Beetroot backed for increased sports performance. So better decisions, faster sprints. That's what I said, your muscles and your brain. So there you go. Our beets are on special. I made it for me. I'm selfish on this one. But yes, I'll sell it to you. I want us all to do well in life. Now, probiotics are on special. So what's on special so far? Our resveratrol to make your brain younger. Our green tea to make your body younger. Our beet powder to help prevent plaque formation inside your heart, the biggest killer on the planet Earth and in America, and also to improve your physical performance when you're playing sports like tennis or running or lifting weights or dancing. Maybe you like to dance. Bowling. Doesn't matter. Swimming. You'll swim. You'll have more power swimming. Water skiing, it doesn't matter. It's going to help you perform better. So the beets are on special with the tart cherry. And the last thing is the probiotic. But I have two probiotics on special because I came out with one recently that's really good for people who can't swallow. Sometimes older people can't swallow. Their esophagus, the lining of their esophagus thickens for some weird reason that I can't figure out. But also for kids, for little kids, they chew it. They're getting three bacteria that really helps protect them from yeast and viruses and bacteria in food that could cause diarrhea and nausea and vomiting, that improve their immune system, that help prevent food allergies, that detoxify their colon and their liver. And get chemicals out of their body. I don't think most people understand that. Probiotic bacteria detoxify the colon, detoxify the liver, get really bad chemicals and heavy metals like cadmium, lead, and arsenic out of the body, so it's perfect for a child, protect them from pesticides, and in older women, in full-grown women, adult women, it detoxifies their breast tissue. That's how important probiotics are. If you want to detoxify, eat salad, eat vegetables, take a multivitamin, and take a probiotic, a good probiotic. That'll detoxify you better than anything else. Salad, vegetables, a probiotic, and a multivitamin. Why the multivitamin? You need riboflavin, and you need selenium to detoxify. Without riboflavin and vitamin C and vitamin E, you cannot detoxify all the serious chemicals without some vitamin C, without some vitamin E, without riboflavin, and without selenium. It's not happening. So we have two probiotics on special. Oh, we're going to a break. We're going to a break. Jerry Hick, Invite Health. When we come back, we'll talk about these two probiotics. And they're non-GMO because all our products are non-GMO. We'll be right back.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health. So what's on special so far? Resveratrol for protecting the aging brain, helping the brain detoxify, get the plaque out, and helps. That occurs mostly when you go into deep sleep. Resveratrol reconnects the brain. The brain works better. Green tea. Green tea helps prevent aging in the body. It keeps the body more youthful. It helps build strength. It helps build bone strength. It helps you burn fat. It helps get your sugar under control. Beets to improve circulation when you exercise, which improves endurance, and you recover faster. You're less likely to get a muscle cramp or muscle ache or damage a muscle or a sprain. You recover faster. You have greater endurance. You get a better workout, whether it's golf, tennis, swimming, sailing, dancing. It doesn't matter. Walking. And we put the Montmorency tart cherry in there. That really helps the beets work better. The two studies from Texas A&M recently really show that. Now, probiotics are on special. And we have two of them. I came out recently with a chewable because it's so easy. Recently, one of my dogs got bitten by two ticks. I had to put the dog on doxycycline. I don't want the dog to get Lyme's disease. I love these animals. They're my buddies. They're like best friends, really. And that kills off all his healthy bacteria, and he's going to wind up with diarrhea, and he's going to wind up with nausea, gas. Who needs that, you know? I'm giving him the probiotic chewable. And the truth of the matter is, I just put it in the back of his mouth, and he swallows it. He doesn't know to chew it. But it's easy for a dog to give him that. It has three species that are antibiotic resistant. One of them is Lactobacillus acidophilus. That's good because Lactobacillus acidophilus very quickly swims to the breasts, the vaginal tissue, the urinary tract, and it's antibiotic. This particular strain of Lactobacillus acidophilus is antibiotic resistant. Then there's Bacillus coagulans, which helps fight off bacteria and viruses that infect the intestines and yeast. And then there is the Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis that brings back the immune system and helps you get rid of allergies. So giving anybody the chewable probiotic helps prevent diarrhea, helps prevent intestinal infections. You know, you go to a picnic and the mayonnaise is spoiled or the chicken spoiled and the kid gets or the chopped meat is undercooked. The kid gets a bacteria and then, you know, it's dangerous. It can affect their kidneys. So when you have probiotic, give it to the kid before the picnic. When you have the probiotic, it helps prevent food poisoning. But it also treats diarrhea. It also treats constipation. In children, it helps prevent type 1 diabetes. It helps get rid of food allergies, food sensitivities, lactose intolerance, pollen allergies, and makes their immune system better at protecting them from toxins, from pesticides, and from infections. Whether it's the flu, a cold, a bacteria, it doesn't matter. So the chewable probiotic, you could break it up and give it to anybody, really, or they could chew it. Now, the probiotic capsule, you could even add that to the formula of an infant. You can open up the bacterial species in the probiotic HX capsule have been studied in pregnant women, infants, toddlers, college students, the elderly, people with cancer, people with heart disease, very vulnerable people with diabetes, people trying to lose weight. It's really safe, and it's very effective. So if you're on antibiotics, take either one of these probiotics to prevent diarrhea or infections. You know, people take antibiotics like Cipro, and they wind up with an infection by Clostridium difficile, which could burn holes in their intestines. It causes collagenous colitis. So if you're on an antibiotic, take these probiotics to prevent an overgrowth of yeast or bad bacteria. And that's especially important in children. But probiotics get rid of toxins. We are awash in toxins in New York. There's toxins in the food. There's toxins in the water. But there's a lot of toxins in the air. When you're breathing, you know, the boilers in the big apartment buildings in the city release fine particulate matter. All that smoke coming out of the chimney. That's warm. It sinks to the ground where you're walking, where you're living. It doesn't stay up in the air. It sinks to the ground. It's warm, and it's heavier than oxygen. And in the buses, the trucks, the cars, idling trucks, anything that burns diesel, they leave out these fumes that cause lung cancer, that trigger strokes and heart attacks, that cause fatty liver and kidney damage. They even contribute to Alzheimer's disease. When you do a probiotic, it helps remove all these toxins. They've shown in pregnant women, like they did this study in Africa where there's a lot of mining. They did a study in Tanzania near Lake Victoria where there's a lot of mining. When they gave pregnant women probiotic bacteria over a four-month period, it blocked the absorption of arsenic and mercury. Because in the shavings from the mining, there's a lot of mercury and arsenic, which will damage the developing baby, but it'll damage the mother too. And when they gave it to children in the same area, same deal. It was blocking the absorption of toxins. So when you take a probiotic, you're getting rid of heavy metals. Mercury causes heart attacks. Arsenic causes lung cancer and liver cancer. Lead destroys your brain and your kidneys and causes heart attacks and high blood pressure. Cadmium's involved with breast cancer, kidney damage. And these things are found in apple turnovers. They're found in bakery goods. They're found in rolls when you go into like 7-Eleven. Are you kidding me? They're all over the place. Now, probiotic bacteria absolutely detoxify a woman's breasts. Every woman should be on a probiotic at least once in a while. Because our modern lifestyle kills off your healthy bacteria. Our modern lifestyle, all the cleaning fluids we use, like the Fantastic and the Windex, kills them off. It gets in your body. The antibiotics in the meat you eat, when you eat meat, there's antibiotics. Why do they give meat, why do they give a cow or a chicken an antibiotic? They tell the FDA to prevent an infection, but that's baloney. That's horse poop. They give the antibiotic because it kills off their healthy bacteria, and then they get fat. And they have a fat chicken that weighs more. They get more money for the chicken. They give antibiotics to cows and chickens to make them fat. When they kill off their healthy bacteria, the animals get fat. The same thing happens to humans. When we kill off your healthy bacteria with pesticides in food, with antibiotics in chopped meat or a steak, all the cleaning fluids in the house, or eating a lot of sugary foods, when you kill off the healthy bacteria, you get fat. And your blood sugar goes all the way up. Having few healthy bacteria is strongly correlated with diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. But also the bad bacteria that are left over when you kill the good bacteria, they're more tenacious. They're hard to eradicate. The bad bacteria left over, they inflame the breasts, and they cannot remove toxins from the breasts. There's over 700 species of bacteria in a woman's milk ducts. When you give them a probiotic, within the first week, they reach the milk ducts, and they're removing pesticides and heavy metals like cadmium, and bad bacteria that inflame the breasts, and parabens, and synthetic fragrances. All these things irritate the breasts, and that is dangerous. They all act like bad estrogens and inflame a woman's breasts, and that increases the likelihood of breast cancer. So when you take a probiotic, it washes all these things out of the breasts. So probiotics help get heavy metals out of your body, like mercury and lead and arsenic. They get the toxins out of a woman's breasts. They also detoxify the liver, which is amazing. We never knew this until like the past year. They even help get rid of fat in the liver. Who has fatty liver? People who drink alcohol, people who are obese, and people with diabetes or prediabetes, they tend to have fatty liver. Well, that's a lot of people. And, of course, healthy bacteria detoxify your colon. They help lower the risk of colon cancer, to digest your food. They help get rid of food allergies, food sensitivities, lactose intolerance. They clear up diarrhea. They clear up constipation. They make you regular. Even the healthiest person can have gassiness and bloating. They get rid of gassiness and bloating, and therefore they get rid of flatulence. And they help you digest your food and release all those important nutrients in the food that are good for your brain and a woman's breasts and a man's prostate. They lower the risk of colon cancer and polyps. I mean, probiotic bacteria are essential. They really are essential. So here's what's on special today, because I'm out of time. Probiotic HX capsules, I take one a day. Our chewable probiotic, my wife chews that, but she also takes the capsule. She really wants to be careful, because there's bad conditions in her family. Probiotics help prevent. Our green tea drops, organic, kosher, caffeine-free, our green tea capsules, our resveratrol, and our Beats HX powder. They're all on special. There's a lot of people like me at Invite. We have a lot of stores at Invite Health. You could call us, or you could go to the website and find out where these stores are. You could call these nutritionists. You could visit them, or you could shoot them an email. God bless. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Here's how you contact us.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down, because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions, or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.
Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.